Hello, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele with Eastern Sierra Now, and we are thrilled to officially be partnering with KIBS-KBOV. That's right, the legendary radio station, to bring local news to listeners every weekday at 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. We're excited for this partnership and honored to help keep Inyo and Mono County informed with the stories that matter most to our communities. So with that, let's get right to it. Here's your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Monday, May 4th, right here on KIBS-KBOV. Our top story of the day is Northern Inyo Healthcare District invites community members to a free healthy lifestyle talk on advanced knee replacement care Tuesday, May 5th at 6 p.m. in the main lobby of Northern Inyo Hospital. The presentation will be led by orthopedic surgeon Michael Karch, MD of Mammoth Orthopedic Institute. Dr. Karch will explain the Jiffy Knee Protocol, a muscle and tendon sparing approach to knee replacement surgery. He will also talk about this advanced care and how it's available locally at Northern Inyo Hospital. Dr. Karch is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon who specializes in hip and knee replacement using robotic and computer-guided technology. He is a co-founder of Mammoth Orthopedic Institute and is currently completing advanced studies through the Harvard Business School Analytics Program, Harvard Medical School, and MIT, focusing on machine learning and the future of intelligent, responsible healthcare systems. Dr. Karch has also taken part in humanitarian medical missions around the world and has supported athletes with the United States ski team. Healthy lifestyle talks are part of the Northern Inyo Healthcare District's ongoing effort to share trusted health information with the community in a friendly setting. Attendees will have time to learn, listen, and ask questions. The presentation is free and open to the public. Northern Inyo Healthcare District continues to strengthen access to specialty orthopedic services through its collaboration with Mammoth Orthopedic Institute, helping patients stay active and supported close to home. The primary election is drawing closer, and with ballots being mailed out in early May, voters will very soon choose who will hold several important local offices. In response, Inyo 350 is sponsoring a free public candidate forum for the District 3 Inyo County Supervisors race. The public forum will be held Tuesday, May 5th at 6:30 p.m. in the Fellowship Center building at the Bishop United Methodist Church. All candidates for this position, Scott Marshland, Stephen Orihuela, and Ted Carlton, will be in attendance. Christina Bloom Justice will be the moderator for the event. Inyo 350 is hosting this forum to help voters learn more about the three candidates, their hopes and the goals for our county, and their positions on important issues affecting our local communities. Our Inyo County supervisors regularly make important decisions affecting our local lives, environment, economy, and public safety and health, notes Inyo 350 Chair Harold McDonald. Voters need to know where the candidates stand on important issues. For this forum, each candidate for this important local office is provided advanced questions that they will answer during the first half of the program. After a brief intermission, the candidates will respond to questions generated by the audience. Light refreshments will be available. The Bishop United Methodist Church is located at 205 North Fowler Street in Bishop. Inyo County Health and Human Services Director Anna Scott has good news to report to the Board of Supervisors last week regarding the effort to find an ambulance provider for the Bishop area. Inyo County, in coordination with the Inland County's Emergency Medical Agency, issued a request for proposals earlier this year to solicit responses from firms interested in providing 911 ground emergency medical transportation. Scott told the board that a qualified proposal is now under consideration. We've spent the last couple of weeks engaging our partners with the City of Bishop and the Bishop Paiute Tribe in reviewing the proposal, Scott said. We will be moving forward, we hope, with contract negotiations soon. Per the terms of the request for proposals, the successful firm will be granted a contract for exclusive operating rights for services within the area for an initial period of 5 years with a total possible term of 11 years. The start date for service will be negotiated with the awarded proposer, with a commencement date no later than September 1st, 2026. The Inyo National Forest Personal Use Firewood Permits are now available. Choose which firewood permit purchase works for you, online or in person. Permits are $15 per cord with a minimum 2-cord purchase. Most funds from firewood permit sales are returned to the forest for continued implementation of this program and the Inyo National Forest Fuelwood Strategy. Online purchases start May 1st. Use a credit card to purchase firewood permits at e.permits.fs2c.usda.gov. In-person purchases at visitor centers begin at May 29th. Bring a credit card to purchase firewood permits or make an appointment with Forest Service employees to buy tags with cash or check. Mono Basin Scenic Area Visitor Center in Levining is open daily 9 to 5. The Mammoth Lakes Welcome Center, 8 to 5. The White Mountain Public Lands Info Center in Bishop is open Friday and Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. And the Eastern Sierra Visitor Center in Lone Pine is open Thursday through Monday, 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pick up firewood collection maps at local visitor centers and be sure to follow all permit regulations. Yosemite National Park has announced there will be no reservation system for summer 2026. With increased visitation anticipated, planning ahead, traveling during off-peak times, and exploring beyond Yosemite Valley will be key to ensuring a positive experience for both travelers and gateway communities. Entrance fees still apply at the gates. Visitors are encouraged to purchase their park entrance in advance of arriving. Go to recreation.gov, or if you use the recreation.gov app, search Yosemite National Park and click on Bypass. Purchasing the entrance fee in advance helps everyone move faster through the entrance gate. But make sure you still stop and get a map of the park at the entrance gate on your way in. Plan for crowds. April through October is peak season, with Yosemite Valley drawing the most visitors. Explore options for hiking, sightseeing, and recreation beyond the valley, and discover other areas of the park for a more enjoyable and less congested experience. Arrive early or late, before 9 a.m. or after 5 p.m. to avoid traffic and congestion, especially on weekends. And holiday periods, of course. Consider weekday trips for lower congestion and greater parking availability. And check the park website for real-time conditions, seasonal updates, and trip planning tools. For international visitors, new fees apply. For non-U.S. residents, the $250 America the Beautiful Pass is valid for one vehicle or four people, or the $100 single park pass is available. For more information, visit nps.gov. If you've been in Bishop for more than 10 minutes, you already know that Great Basin Bakery is basically a local landmark. Fresh breads, cookies, and they can turn any bad day around. And sandwiches that make your lunch feel like a small holiday. And here's the inside scoop. If you're headed towards the brand new Marshall's store, don't miss Great Basin's outlet store right nearby. Perfect for stocking up before your next Eastern Sierra adventure. Or, let's be honest, the drive home. Great Basin Bakery, where local flavor meets unbeatable freshness. And now, dangerously close to your shopping cart. Mono Arts Council is looking for passionate and creative individuals to join their fundraising committee. As a committee member, you'll play a key role in supporting the arts in Mono County by helping to plan and execute fundraising initiatives and events, engage with donors, and bring fresh ideas to their efforts. Whether you have experience in fundraising or just a love for the arts and a desire to give back, they welcome your involvement. As your time would be considered volunteering for Mono Arts Council, they have some great perks for helping out, including art and wine gift certificates and gallery discounts. If you're interested in joining or want to learn more, please contact Casey Hendrickson at Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, dot Hendrickson, H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S-O-N, at monoarts.org. Caltrans opened State Route 108 Sonora Pass from winter closure last week. This follows weeks of snow removal by Caltrans maintenance crew from Sonora Junction in District 9 and Long Barn in District 10. On State Route 108, maintenance teams encountered snow as deep as 10 feet on the highway, along with downed trees and debris as they worked towards the summit of the pass. The opening marks the earliest that State Route 108 has been opened in the past 5 years. With snowstorms forecasted in the upcoming weeks, Caltrans may close the road in case of inclement weather to protect the traveling public. Only one Caltrans District 9 highway, State Route 203 at Mammoth Mountain, remains a winter closure. Snow removal on the highway has already started. Both State Route 120 West and State Route 168 West opened from winter closure earlier last month. To assist in planning your commute, view live traffic conditions using Caltrans Quick Map online or download the Quick Map app to your iOS or Android device. Or hey, you could just check out the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. Also, some road closure reminders from LADWP. North Landing Road, north of Crowley Lake Reservoir, remains closed to vehicles due to the high lake levels. LADWP will not be reopening the gate after the Greater Sagegrass closure this year. At this time, like in previous years, the lake levels are too high and have been deemed unsafe for vehicles. The closure will be lifted once lake levels drop. And as of March 2026, Rawson Canal Road in Bishop will be closed for an estimated 3 to 6 months to address needed emergency repairs for a new, more resilient culvert crossing to improve public safety and access. The closure extends from East Line Street at the northern end to just north of Buckley Pond No. 1. During this period, additional signage will be installed to direct motorists and pedestrians to alternate routes and access points. For everyone's safety, all vehicle and pedestrian access is prohibited during this period. Please follow posted signs and respect any gate closures in place. Crews are working as quickly and safely as possible to complete the needed repairs. Mono County has been designated as a contiguous disaster area by the U.S. Department of Agriculture due to agricultural losses caused by ongoing drought conditions impacting California. The designation follows a secretarial disaster issued on April 6, 2026, which identified Inyo, Riverside, and San Diego counties as primary disaster areas. Mono County's inclusion makes local agricultural producers eligible for federal disaster assistance programs. The drought event began on October 1st, 2025, meeting federal thresholds for severe to exceptional drought conditions during the growing season. Eligible farmers and ranchers in Mono County may apply for USDA Farm Service Agency emergency loan assistance to help recover from drought-related losses. Producers have 8 months from April 6, 2026 to apply, with a deadline of December 7, 2026. Emergency loans may be used to restore or replace essential property, cover production costs associated with the disaster year, refinance certain debts, and support essential family living expenses. Mono County agricultural producers are encouraged to contact the nearest USDA service office in Bishop at the Natural Resources Conservation Service. That's 270 North CV Lane, Suite 6, or by phone 760-872-6111. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife is issuing a reminder to well-intentioned residents and visitors to not interact with baby deer, even if they find one that appears to be abandoned or hungry, or really, really cute. Adult female deer regularly stash their fawns in tall grass or brush for as long as a day while they are out foraging for food. CDFW's direction most often is to stay clear of the animal so that the mother feels safe to return and so your presence does not attract unwanted attention to the fawn by people or other animals. In almost every case, the mother returns after dark or when it appears quiet and the mother feels safe to do so. If a fawn is found on a road or another dangerous location, it is often better to use a towel or a blanket and move the animal a short distance to suitable vegetation and allow it to reunite with its mother. A doe will not abandon her fawn merely because it's been touched by a person. Each year, CDFW and wildlife rehabilitation facilities are called to assist with fawns that have been removed from the wild by local residents and those recreating outdoors. Only a limited number of wildlife rehabilitation facilities are permitted to accept fawns due to disease concerns. It is not recommended to move fawns outside of their home county. The fawns lack the survival skills their mothers would have taught them and cannot be released back into the wild. Long-term captivity in zoos or other wildlife sanctuaries is unlikely due to limited space available. Consequently, the fawns are often euthanized. It is both illegal and unethical to feed deer and keep deer in your personal possession. Both crimes are misdemeanors, each subject to penalties of up to $1,000 and or 6 months in jail. To report an injured, sick, or suspected orphaned fawn, contact your local CDFW regional office directly. And just go home and watch Bambi. That's what I would do.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Lots going on in the sports world. Let's check this out. In sports news, Bronco baseball and softball were on the road to play Rosemond on Friday. JV baseball had a runaway 18-4 victory, while varsity baseball lost 4-6, and varsity softball lost 3-9. We will have a full breakdown of Friday's Bronco games on tomorrow's newscast. Coming up this week for the Broncos, on Tuesday, May 5th, golf has a league match at the Bishop Country Club starting at 1 p.m. Also Tuesday, varsity baseball and varsity softball play Desert at Home with first pitches at 3:15 p.m. On Wednesday, May 6th, track competes in the HDL finals at Whitmore in Mammoth with a 2 p.m. start time. And on Friday, May 8th, JV and varsity baseball and varsity softball are on the road to Cal City with first pitches at 3:15 p.m. Here's a little traffic update. New traffic projects start this week. In Pearsonville on US 395 from the Inyo Kern County line to 9 Mile Canyon Road, there will be intermittent traffic breaks in both directions while utility crews replace conductors. Work is scheduled Monday 8 to 3 p.m. In Mammoth Lakes on State Route 203 from Meridian Boulevard to Old Mammoth Road, the westbound outside lane and shoulder will close while crews repair guard rail on Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Also through Mammoth on US 395 near Mammoth Scenic Loop, just north of State Route 203, the northbound outside lane and shoulder will close while crews repair guardrail on Thursday from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. In Levining, on US 395 from State Route 120 West to Levining Avenue, the northbound shoulder will close while crews perform electrical work Thursday and Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Through Sonora Junction on US 395 from Little Walker River Road to State Route 108, crews will repair guardrail on the southbound shoulder Monday, 7:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Several ongoing projects also continue in Bishop. On the northbound lanes of US 395, the outside lane and shoulder are closed from Bishop Creek Bridge to Barlow Lane. The southbound shoulder will intermittently close from Tusu Lane to CV Lane. All driveways remain accessible during construction. Bridge work over Bishop Creek will continue through the end of May. The speed limit within the work area is 25 miles per hour. Work is scheduled Tuesday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Also in Bishop, sidewalk and asphalt work on the northbound side of US 395 will conclude next week. The right turn pocket on East Line Street onto US 395 and the left turn pocket on US 395 from West Line Street are closed. Access to Willow Street from US 395 is unavailable. On North Sierra Highway, the southbound outside lane and shoulder are closed until crews finish in the area. The speed limit is reduced to 35 miles per hour from CV Lane to Y Road. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Through Fish Springs and Big Pine on US 395 from Eleanor Road to State Route 168 East, there will be intermittent lane closures. Work is scheduled Monday through Friday, 7 to 3. And at June Lake on State Route 158 from Aspen Road to Powerhouse Road, utility crews continue to replace poles on Friday from 8 to 4. All traffic projects may create brief delays. What's going on in our community calendar here? The Crowley Fish Foundation will hold its inaugural trout stocking on Tuesday from 8 to 9 a.m. at Crowley Lake at Hilton Bay. The Mammoth Chamber of Commerce will also host a ribbon cutting for the foundation. The event is free and all are invited. Also on Tuesday, the Meet a Truck event returns to the Mammoth Community Recreation Center from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Vehicles and heavy equipment from Public Works, Parks and Recreation, the airport, police and fire departments, and more will be on display. The event is free and all ages are welcome. The Sierra Nevada Aquatic Research Laboratory Seminar Series continues Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. with a presentation on deer mice and hantavirus. The free seminar will be held at the Snarl Facilities Page Center in Mammoth. While the seminars are geared towards adults, young people are encouraged to attend, and well-behaved children, they're welcome too. Guess it means I can go. On Wednesday, the ribbon cutting for Mammoth Hospital's remodeled family medicine clinic will be celebrated in the clinic lobby from 5 to 6 p.m. Light refreshments will be served and a student art display will also be unveiled. The event is free and all are welcome. In Bishop, on Thursday, the weekly farm-to-table market presented by Eastern Sierra Farm Fresh returns to United Methodist Church from 4 to 7 p.m. As always, the event is free to everyone and offers produce, local makers, live music, and more. Also, Thursday evening in Bishop, a hedge grow and native plant pollinator workshop will be offered at the Cultural Center Garden next to the Owens Valley Paiute Shoshone Cultural Center from 5 to 7 p.m. The free workshop will focus on sustainable, productive, and pollinator-friendly gardening, and all levels from novice to master gardeners are welcome. And looking ahead, Bishop Union High School's Bronco Athletics will be hosting a signing day to recognize college-bound student athletes. The celebration will take place Wednesday, May 13th at 6:30 p.m. in the BUHS Auditorium. Nat Your Eastern Sierra Now news update for Monday, May 4th. Thank you so much for listening. And again, we are so incredibly excited to be partnering with KIBS KBOV to bring you local news every weekday, 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. And remember, if you want news any other time of the day, just head to easternsierranow.com or download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. That's the easiest way to stay connected. You can also like and subscribe on YouTube for excellent video news and entertainment, including our program Just a Minute, featuring candidates for Inyo County Supervisor and Inyo County Superior Court Judge, along with much more. And of course, follow Eastern Sierra Now and KIBS on social media for up-to-the-minute local information. Thanks again for listening. I'm Jesse Steele, keeping one eye on the mountains, one eye on the news, and somehow still looking for my coffee. And yes, that's still relevant if you're listening to this at 5 p.m. We'll see you tomorrow.